Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, right now in Syria, which is right above Israel, and we're always focused, you know, on Israel, and our eyes are on, not as much as God's eyes are on Israel, right? He never, neither slumbers or sleeps.
That's right.
But Syria is just in great turmoil. You know, the biggest possessor of biological weapons in the world. And right now, as we're speaking, it looks like in a city there that the regime has won a battle with the rebels that are there. Mm. But the core of this thing, it's like the people are being caught in the middle of this. Mm-hmm. The core of it is the Muslim Brotherhood wanting to take over the reign of Syria the way that they did in the other nations that they've taken over. And because they think they're better at running, you know, that particular thing and establishing a caliphate and making the Quran the law of the land. And they said they weren't going to do it with Egypt, but right now they're doing it. They're doing it in Egypt.
They're doing it.
It's the thing about, you know, the thing about, this is the thing about the devil. You got to get it. He's going to look you square in the eye. He's going to tell you everything you want to hear. Mm-hmm. He's going to give you everything you want, because he said, I will give you whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Jesus, if you want kingdoms, these kingdoms were given to me, I'll give them to you. Mm-hmm. Jesus, if you want money and praise and wealth and worship and all this different stuff, it's what he's saying in the desert. It's what he's saying.
That's right.
He said, I'll give it to you. You know, and we talked about, if you haven't seen this yet, you got to go on the VFN Torch and look up Simon the Sorcerer, Simon and Simon Cowell. Mm-hmm. Because yeah. Remember, Simon, that those, you can see this blog, this article where, you know, they put blood, looks like they put blood on these young boys. They made a group, well, they almost sacrificed them to the adversary, where one of the judges look at Simon Cowell and go, you know, I don't understand. This is not Halloween or something. Why? It doesn't even match the song. And then Simon looks at him like, shut up. You know,
don't you go there.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, right. And here they were, you know, 18 months later or whatever they are, you know, you can find out about this group. You search for Simon Cowell, Simon the Sorcerer on the VFN Torch. You'll be really surprised. We got a picture right there of the blood, of what appears to be blood on these boys that was put together by Simon Cowell. And the whole thing is that if you decide, if you say, I'm going to sell my soul to the devil, and you might not say that, but you may say for wealth and things and businesses or whatever, then for a season, he may give you that.
That's right.
Just to get you and entrap you and put you in bondage. And it'll cost you your soul. Mm. You know, and you know, with that I lost my train of thought on what I was talking about in the context of that. But you don't want to sell your soul out. You know, you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life, and you can do that. But Syria, back to Syria again. Understand this, that it's important what happens to Syria. First of all, for the Syrian people, there's a church that's there, the Syrian church.
Yeah.
You know, and the very fact that there's a lot of people in Syria and Lebanon, which is between Syria and in Israel. You got the Hezbollah that's there, mm-hmm. which are terrorists towards Israel, right. And they can get their hands on these chemical weapons.
Right.
And you know, Israel's not going to set back. You know, they're going to defend themselves. Not again is their life. You know, motto. It's not again.
Sure.
And the same thing with Iran. You know, where. You know, they're ready to respond. Ready to respond. And it's not like, oh, then this thing's going to happen and there's going to have this turmoil. No, Israel's going to just go whack. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, and it's significantly whack. And then somebody else will probably try to take advantage of that moment. And then they'll go whack again. I remember sitting down with my daughter, Amber, writing on a napkin. And I said, I was going to prophesy to her about what was going to happen in the future. And I was writing out what was going to happen between Iran and Israel. This is some time back. And here we are at that very moment where this is taking place. And I remember Jim Baker, he got like 33 words that God had revealed him prophetically. And I think like 32 of them came to pass. Yeah. But the only one that hasn't come to pass yet, there was nuclear bomb material that was in, I don't know if it was Kedron Valley or it was definitely in Israel. Mm. And so there's a remnant of something that had happened. Mm-hmm. And realize when a nuclear bomb goes off, you know, all kinds of things happen. In the Middle East, Israel's very small.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's very small. And you have to wait till the cloud goes over and all this different stuff is like, you don't know what's going to happen with that. And so we're at this perilous times, and realize this, that that ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And so we should be concerned deeply just for self-interest alone and praying for Israel and praying for the peace of Jerusalem, because ever how goes Israel, so goes the church.
That's right.
And if you haven't yet, I encourage you to partner with CUFI, Christians United for Israel. Go to CUFI, CUFI.org, or, you know, find and connect with a ministry in Israel, you know, to the Jewish people that are loving on the Jewish people, meeting their needs and sharing with them the gospel of Yeshua.
Yeah. And so true what you said. They're not going to sit back and just take it. Nope. You know, this never been, you know, it's the 40-year anniversary of what happened in Munich when they, you know, the terrorists attacked and killed those Olympians from Israel. And I remember when just reading about it, Golda Meir, the prime minister at that time, they made sure that they got every single one of the people that were involved in that. And her idea was that they were not going to negotiate with terrorists. Yeah. Never.
Right.
And until she died, I mean, there was only one person remaining, but it was a vow. And they're very serious. They're very serious. Yeah. And we should support Israel defending herself.
Yes. We do. And everybody listening needs to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we definitely need. It's very important. If anything, in this time of day when things look so chaotic, where does the people that you're standing with and expecting to lead, you know, your nation, where do they stand with Israel? I mean, if all
think
else fails,
about it. We get attacked in New York and we call it a terrorist attack. And they get attacked, you know, every all the time.
6,000 bombs in 1 year.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Right. And then we tell them where they can put their embassy or not. You know, and that's where, you know, Mitt Romney, who's there, is talking about that we want to move our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, the American embassy, which is huge, you know, which is normal because Israel told us to do that. We should have said yes because we're in their country.
Right.
You know, but we told them no to this point.
Right.
And in a political way, you know, but we told them no. But when somebody's in our country, you know, and we tell them where to put their embassy, guess where they do? They put their embassy where we tell them to put it.
Where we tell them to put it.
And ever how we treat Israel is how we're going to be, you know, judged as a nation.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.